Hi, my name is Nela Milic, the curator of the Balkanizing Taxonomy Research Project, part of my PhD in visual sociology. The project consists of a textiles and photography exhibition, a website which serves as an information and networking portal, and a symposium that took place on the 15th of November 2008 at Goldsmiths, University of London. In this podcast, we hear from Nada Pralja, a participant of the symposium who talks about her recent practice.
I'm looking at the complex relations within the world. I would probably more focus, it's more probably relevant to say it's the relation between Balkans and Europe, and especially I'm looking at the construction of this new Europe which is happening. So basically, I feel a little bit afraid to talk about my work in front of historians because it's absolutely free interpretation of history and of a current situation, but in a certain way it's as my goal is I always like somehow to put myself in a position to be able to trigger or find a way how some certain sociological or political situations could be changed, or in a way try to reflect but at the same time try to make people to act in a certain way. So I went to just 5 minutes ago to Nela's exhibition, which was I hope you all have seen. They're beautiful, like folklore clothes, I think that's how they're called, and they were all enclosed with the black, within the black boxes. So you could not see them properly, you just have to peek through and then just feel or just have a certain kind of unexpected details, and in a way it was a really, for me, great experience. It was something that I extremely enjoyed. And I think it's probably because we come from the same area of the world, we both understand without saying what is it about, that we, I think our relation to Balkans, it's very similar to that. We can peek things, we can feel, but it's very confusing. So I'm trying all my life to discover what is it, what is the Balkans, why I'm still working on that subject, and I hope you will find, you will try to understand my struggle or kind of be part of it in a certain way. As I have been here for last 10 years, I've been coming often, let's say once a year to either Macedonia or other parts of ex-Yugoslavia. And what I can see basically was a quite culture that I could not recognize. It's something completely new for me. And I tried to reflect, and I tried in a way to try to communicate with the people, artists, people who are involved in the cultural networks about it. Sometimes I find it openness, sometimes I find extreme closeness. What was quite interesting by for me, looking at the property market in the area of Balkans, was that basically that which was probably for all of us known as a place, as a home, it has turned into something which was really only straightforward, just a thing which could be sold. So the idea of having a history, personal history, was completely erased. Next to the idea of erasing the history, which completely, I think, now in all area of Balkans is happening, is some the presence is something which is quite scary. Because I think there is no certain identity of that geographical area. There is no history related to home, there is no history related to the idea of the worker, which I find very important. In this next project, which happened in Macedonia Museum of Contemporary Art just this September, I have invited a group of five workers, factory workers, to recreate the atmosphere of the factory. So not only to recreate, we've been sitting there for whole day sewing a shirt. The idea of doing this project for me was very much need first to relate to what is happening in terms of a textile industry within Macedonia, I presume all other areas of Balkans. At the same time, the idea or the need of the worker to move somewhere else because the situation is something which they cannot cope with. There was a line of the workers. We've been sewing for whole day, and we have produced about 100 shirts. And I was on the end of the line writing slogans on the shirts. The slogans on the shirts were the slogans which I have come across, the slogans of ignorance for workers who are coming abroad, from abroad to, let's say, UK or to America, to different places of Western, either Europe or Western part of the world. What was really important for me is basically to make these people visible, to take them out from their underground working places and put them in a Museum of Contemporary Art, which is, if any of you have been in Skopje, it's placed on a hill, and it has a best position within the city, so overlooks the city. And what in my view, whatever is placed within that space, it's something that has a cultural value. So what I wanted to impose here as a message, to open a door to this group, not group of workers, but any workers, basically to find a way how to protest against the situation in which they are found. After 1 hour, the performance has stopped, and we have the people involved in this performance, we have emptied the room, and everything for the duration of the exhibition stayed like this. What I wanted to propose with this was the idea of a strike, that basically I wanted to call the media to come across this as something which is happening, to react to this. Unfortunately, there was not a lot of reaction, and everything which was written was about me and how I'm finding myself within the Western world and so on. Am I a successful artist and so on, which I find really in a certain way quite sad, because for me the idea to do this was something that in a way needed to be picked up by media. And I said in the media that I'm giving an option, they have a 1 month to react to situation which is really, I mean, the workers are really working in the poor conditions. They're working for Mango and all of these brands that you know. And they work, I don't know how many hours. And it's a really, really poor situation, and it's something that needs to be reacted upon. In a certain way, what gives site-specific words the importance to be within the place, it's just that the audience has the pre-knowledge about. So I do not have to say specifically, you know, you do not have to introduce, there is a problem, there is this, they just come and they know. This is just a part of this exhibition, and there were quite a few other projects which they just, because they knew what is happening, they of course responded to it. If the work moves, I think that there is always possibility to relate to this issue. So, and it needs, I always, whatever I do with any project in that I work, I always change the projects according to space. I keep the concept as the same, but I presume they have to change, because I think if we work with, and I always, in a certain way, hate that when artists just have one project and then they just move it wherever. I think it doesn't respond, and it needs to be slightly shifted according to the audience. It was always the idea that this work needs to be outside, so everybody needs to see those people, and for me, visibility of those people is really important. So, it can travel, but for this, I thought that if it's going to be in the biggest gallery, it's a statement, so it has to be used. And for me, it was not as much the work that I created, it was more this other side of the work, which was giving option for society to change. And I hope your is not true what you said, that in a way I hope still And I try with all my powers to change the society in a certain way, even if it's a small change. We cannot be revolutionary and say, like, oh, you know, we have to change this and that. But I think all these small shifts, if I'm an artist, if I'm paid for the work that I do, why not to do a state agency and then basically ruin the job by a state agent? Why not? I like that, and I think you can still find a ways how to shift the society. And I think as socially and politically engaged artist, if I do not think so, I would not do the work that I do. I would go be graphic designer, something else, I don't know, not an artist. First, I thought of idea printing. It could be anybody can print, but I thought I need to give a physical effort. I need to be part of manufacturing things, and then I could have also print. It would take me 5 minutes to print something, but I thought, okay, these people are sewing with their hands every single day. Nobody sees that what they do, and I wanted to do the same, basically. I wanted just to give to myself to do work, which is extremely boring, to do all the shirts same. People thought, oh, is this printed? No, it was made by hand. So be completely almost like taking their position in a certain way. I agree with you, it could be done by anybody. But in a certain way, I felt that I think as an artist, we take a position of being stars, and, you know, and I think I wanted to change that position and really interfere within the, how artist is seen within the art world. I'm probably referring only to communist past. We are happy just to throw everything away. Even, you know, even living in, on everyday basis, they just throw all the things, old is not good, and so on. So I just think it's completely erasure of that what was before. Any values in terms of education, in terms of whatever you think, nothing is good anymore. So we have all these beautiful private schools with the nice clothes, and they're all great. And I really struggled with it, with this, because through all my let's say artistic career, I tried not to be aesthetic. And on the end of the day, today, I think, why not? Because I think that's the way how I think. Why to stop that? Just to give, to say, okay, now my work is more, you know, it's activist. So I presume it, because as an art, still has to be a combination between the two, and it doesn't necessarily, but if it comes like that, that's the way how it works. And I agree with you, when I look at the work, especially when it was like that, what I called strike, it looked quite aesthetic. And I was struck by it, because I didn't even, I didn't know that it's going to be like that, but it just ended up being like that. And I think maybe in our subconscious, as an artist, which went to, I don't know, 15 years of art education, it just somehow grows within ourselves. It just that, and I find it quite difficult that in a certain way you have to stop it to be more direct.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find out more about Balkanizing Taxonomy, please visit www.goldsmiths.ac.uk/balkanizing-taxonomy.